Hi guys, welcome to another episode of From a Girl's Girl. Before I jump into today's episode, I want to talk about justice for Baby Gowney. I'm sure we've all heard about Baby Gowney's tragic passing and how he was buried without his mother, Lesego. I know Lesego personally. We stayed at the same race when I was in varsity. It's so heartbreaking seeing someone go through what she's going through. I'm not going to talk about her situation. I'm just going to give some unsolicited advice to anyone dealing with a powerful, resourceful man who is intimidating, threatening, or harassing them. Whatever you do, just make sure you record and document everything this person says and does to you or your family. These type of people are very good at discrediting and making up false stories to paint you as the bad person. In the relationship PTSD episode, I spoke about how I was financially abused. What I didn't mention was how I was intimidated and threatened by the person who was financially abusing me because of his resources and friends in high places. What saved me were the recordings I had of him threatening to kill me and all the things he said he was going to do to me and him burning my clothes. So please document every single thing and make sure that the timestamp and date are visible on your recordings and documentations. That's my advice to anybody dealing with this type of man. So today I'm going to be talking about the difference between self-abandoning and compromising. I'm also going to be talking about my current dating life. So I've been thinking of going back into the dating scene, and I was even telling my friends I don't want to be single in December. So I've been single for a couple of months now. Funny story, when I recorded the first episode of a podcast, I was in a relationship. If you remember, you will hear me talk about how my boyfriend respects my boundaries and all of that. But when I published the episode and recorded the second episode, I was single. Yeah, life comes at you fast, eh? It comes at you so fast. My previous relationship was cute, but obviously there is no perfect relationship, but it was a breath of fresh air. It was the first relationship I got into after working on myself and being self-aware. The breakup was so weird though, and I'm only realizing now that I was being gaslighted during the breakup. So what led to the breakup was him accusing me of competing with his kid. So I'm going to give you guys the full story. I'm going to walk you guys through the whole thing. So we woke up on a random Monday and I was telling him my plans for the week. And I told him that one of my friends is coming to visit me the next weekend. I wanted him to meet her and everything. He also told me his plans for the week and said he's taking his son out over the weekend. I said, okay, cool. That is nice. And then after a few minutes, I asked him, when are we going to go on a nice romantic dinner date? Because we had been fighting for almost 3 weeks and we needed some time to reconnect. I know some people are probably wondering why I'm dating a man with a child because I'm always talking about standards. But here's the thing, guys. I don't mind dating men with kids because I'm not sure I want to have kids of my own. So if someone already has a child or kids, I won't be under pressure to have kids with them when we get married. I also don't want to go for someone who doesn't have kids because what if I decide I want to have kids later on in life? So I'm just trying to be in the middle, hey? I'm just trying to make it work. So back to the story. He then accuses me of competing with his kid because I asked him about going on a date. The accusation was absolutely crazy, like what the hell? He then proceeds to tell me that I shouldn't drag him into the standards I've set for my life. This was even more crazier because he was leading with money throughout the whole entire relationship. The first thing he said to me when we met was, let me take care of you. Not let me love you or anything like that. He said, let me take care of you. Now here he is telling me not to drag him into my standards. Like, make it make sense. I met him last year, a month before going on my Garden Route vacation. When it was almost time to leave for my vacation, he gave me spending money. He was also going on vacation at the time with his friends. So he gave me spending money, and when I got back from my trip, he gave me more money because he was worried I might not have enough money to spend in December because of how expensive my trip was. I'm telling you guys about the spending money just to give you some context on how he set his own providing standards in the beginning of the relationship. And the funny thing is that I didn't even ask for all of these things. He was just the one providing and doing whatever he was doing. After he told me not to drag him into my standards, I told him he found me with his standards and I've been maintaining my life long before him. I also said that if I ask him for stuff, it's because he's my boyfriend, not because I can't do it myself. He became so angry when I said this to him. It was so crazy, you guys. He responded by saying that he can clearly see I don't need him in my life and I don't appreciate his presence. Thereafter, he didn't want to talk to me anymore, and that's how the relationship ended. So I haven't spoken to him ever since. I even deleted and blocked his number. Looking back, I think he just wanted an excuse to break up. But it's so weird because the night before we fought, he had just finalized our vacation. We were going on vacation and he had sent me all the tickets and booking reference and everything. And then the next morning, he starts accusing me of nonsense. Really crazy. But anyway, I'm over it. Life goes on. I was talking to one of my guy friends and my friend was like, no, this guy probably tried too hard to impress you and he set high expectations for himself only to realize that he can't keep it up. You know what? I don't even know and I don't even care what was going through his mind or why he did what he did. Like, it doesn't even matter anymore. One thing I know for sure is that I will never take him back. I'm not going to allow someone who disrespected me and someone who discarded me back into my life to disrespect me and treat me the same way again. I'm not going to do that. So after everything that went down with him, I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to focus on myself and focus on my goals and everything that I've set for the year. And I've been doing really well for myself in terms of achieving my goals. I almost achieved all of my goals in such a short space of time and the year's not even over. I'm also doing very well at the gym. I'm also eating well. My nutrition is right. And I also think I'm more creative when I'm single, hey? So I've got a good thing going, even though I haven't reached my final destination or where I want to be, but I've got a good thing going. But now I want to be in a relationship. I want to love and I want to be loved. But I've got a little problem or a little fear. I'm worried if I start dating again or get into a relationship, I'll lose my flow and rhythm because I've been doing so well, you know, without a man or anybody. I kind of feel like a relationship might hold me back. And I know being in the right relationship will help me flourish and grow, but I can't ignore this little fear I have. I know some people say they take better care of themselves when they are in relationships and they perform better at work and other areas of their lives when they are in relationships. I don't understand this. It comes across as codependency to me. And we all know codependency is not healthy. Like, I really don't understand it. You can't jump from one relationship to another just so you can take care of yourself. It doesn't make sense to me. So during the week when I was preparing for this episode, I reflected on my previous relationship. And the reflection led to me figuring out where the fear of losing my rhythm and flow comes from. My previous relationship was like a breath of fresh air. And it was so beautiful when the love was still strong. It was really beautiful. And I loved my relationship so much. But me and the guy weren't really compatible. We had two different lifestyles. We had one or two things in common, but we were not really compatible. And this is something we both realized in the relationship. But because we loved the relationship, we tried to make things work by overcompromising just to accommodate one another. When I was reflecting, I realized that the fear of losing my rhythm and flow comes from the overcompromising I did in my previous relationship. And I don't want to find myself in a relationship where I'm overcompromising again. Yes, you have to compromise in a relationship, but the question is to what extent? This led to me thinking about how there's a thin line between self-abandoning and compromising. I think most of the time in relationships when we self-abandon, we are not aware because we just want to put the people we love first and keep our relationship safe. But when you start overstepping your boundaries for someone and start ignoring personal goals and desires, this is when you know you're self-abandoning. You also know you've been self-abandoning when you start resenting your partner or feel drained by the relationship. That's why you find people who chose their partners over a job in a different city or country start resenting their partners or start cheating on them after some time. This is also how abusive relationships start sometimes. And this is why I say there is a thin line between self-abandoning and compromising. Because why does your decision of turning down a job in a different city or country to protect your relationship end up harming your relationship? Before reflecting on my previous relationship, I was in between a rock and a hard place because I wanted to be in a relationship, but I also want to continue focusing on myself. After reflecting, I realized that I can have the best of both worlds with the right partner. Now that I'm back in the dating scene, my focus is on finding someone I'm compatible with. You know, sometimes when we're looking for a partner, we look at surface level things such as looks, money, and social status. We look at these things to determine whether someone is a good fit for us or not. And this actually clouds our ability to figure out whether we're compatible or not. For example, ever since I picked up hobbies, I only want to date people who have hobbies. And your hobby can't be going out and drinking with friends or partying. There has to be something you do. I honestly believe your hobbies keep you sane and breathe life into your soul or something. Now that I have reflected and I know what the cause of my little fear was, I've thrown myself into the dating world. And I'm talking to a few people. It's so nice. It's actually kind of nice. I just hope the people don't listen to the podcast because I feel like they would be cheating their way into getting to know me because I talk about myself a lot here. I'll literally feel naked when I'm on a date and they mention something from one of the episodes. So I really hope they don't listen to the podcast. Talking about dating, I am actually taking part in an auction date for the autism community. The autistic school in my community is having a fun color run on the 30th of November and they need donations. The top donor gets to spend the day with me at the fun walk and we might go on a date, hey, you never know. So I'm auctioning myself for the autistic kids of Bonsai Independent School for Autism. I want to post updates on my Instagram on how the process is going. I think I should do a mini series on Instagram. So every week leading up to the fun walk, I will try to post an update on how the donations are going and if there really is a top donor. Even if you don't want to go on the date with me, please support the cause. It is a good cause. You can find the tickets on Web Tickets, or you can just send me a DM and I will forward you the link. Or actually, I should just attach the link to the show notes. I am so excited to do this. I feel like I'm in my bachelorette era. Who would have thought being single would be so much fun? I know some people might be judging me and questioning my morals, but honestly, guys, come on. I'm doing this for a good cause. And it's not like I'm in a relationship or I'm engaged or anything like that. And it's not like I'm going to sleep with a person or anything like that. It's just innocent. It's just for a good cause. I don't have personal experience with autism, but I have seen what the lack of knowledge on autism has done to my community. It's not easy for the parents who are raising autistic kids, and some of them are actually in denial because they don't understand what autism is. People with autism can have normal lives. They can be independent. There are a lot of professionals who work high-paying jobs who are autistic. Going back to self-abandoning and compromise, I talk a lot about how self-abandoning and neglecting yourself in a relationship is you putting your needs and wants last and putting your partner's needs and wants before yours. Sometimes people do this because they're scared that they're going to start an argument or they're scared that the person might leave them. Self-abandoning can also be you pretending to be something you're not, just so you can keep someone around or to impress somebody. And this is actually manipulative and it's very deceitful. And like I said, sometimes when we self-abandon, we are not aware. I seriously think we've been taught or rather conditioned to believe that love is sacrifice and that you have to abandon yourself to show your love for someone. Many cultural, social, and religious narratives emphasize self-sacrifice as a fundamental aspect of love. I understand this narrative to a certain extent. Sacrificing yourself to express your love for someone is something great. But this narrative can also lead to unhealthy boundaries, emotional exhaustion, loss of identity, and toxic relationships. Some people will try to trick you into letting go of your boundaries just to prove your love for them. For me, the biggest red flag is someone who doesn't want to respect my boundaries or someone who tries to be smart and tries to negotiate their way out of my boundaries. The minute somebody does this, I know that this person is a red flag. Another key difference between self-abandoning and compromise is that self-abandoning prioritizes one person's needs, and compromise involves mutual respect and preserves individuality, while self-abandoning erases individuality. I hope this episode gave you a better understanding of the difference between self-abandoning and compromise. You don't have to self-sacrifice yourself to love and to be loved. When people ask me how my last relationship ended, I say my ex complained about my standards, and they immediately get shocked, thinking I expected something crazy from him. It's so funny to see. I also expected the guys to be put off by it, but they actually aren't, eh? They actually continue to talk to me and they put their best foot forward. And it's so interesting to see. It's really nice. So there's a meme I've been seeing and it says, if you've never been called a gold digger, your standards are too low. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Remember to never settle. Please follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Don't forget to share and review the episode. I love you all. Bye for now.